Live from Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. There's a buzz in Sacramento these days. It's the buzz of wood chippers chewing up downed trees, limbs, and branches that have fallen over the last several storms in the Sacramento area. Hundreds of homes, cars, and other property have been damaged. The cost, probably in the tens of millions of dollars, but certainly too early to tally the toll. Sacramento so far is racking up a big chunk of insurance claims related to these storms. Many people are also asking the city, known for its beautiful canopy of trees, how it manages the health and well-being of these trees, considering so many have fallen victim to the continuous rain and severe winds. And what happens if you or your neighbor's property has been damaged? Who's liable? And who do you call if a tree's fallen? The city? The county? So to answer all of these questions, we have a team of Cap Radio journalists who have been working very hard on finding these answers all week long. Cap Radio Sacramento Communities reporter Janelle Salonga and Cap Radio's environment reporter Manola Sakaida. Thank you both for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, hi, Vicky.
Good morning. Okay, well, finally, no rain today. At least measurable rain is not forecasted today, but we have had over two straight weeks of rain in the Sacramento Valley. It has been a long time since we experienced anything like this before in Sacramento. So, Manola, starting with you, what stood out to you about these storms, and when was the last time a storm devastated and caused this much damage?
Yeah, so storms like these, you know, aren't new to Sacramento or California as a whole. I'm sure you've heard the word atmospheric river thrown around a lot in the news lately, and that's because atmospheric rivers like these storms that we've been seeing recently, they're just part of California's environment historically. But, you know, from everyone I've spoken to, what's new here is that these multiple storms in a row, plus, you know, the high winds that have gotten up to 72 miles per hour some days these past couple weeks, that's not something that happens as frequently. And, you know, that's when we start to see these big impacts. So, like you mentioned, city estimates say that around 1,000 trees have fallen since New Year's Eve, which is not something that the arborists and experts that I spoke to had really seen anytime recently or even at all before. And in a statement from the city, I was told that there hasn't been a storm like this in at least 5 years and that the damage is greater than what other storms have caused in recent years. So, you know, just that general summary can tell us a lot.
Right. Well, let's hone in on the city. Janelle, you spoke with someone with the city of Sacramento. What did they tell you?
Yeah, so here's Gabby Miller, and she's a spokesperson from the city. She's talking about the number of downed tree reports the city got in the 48 hours between the storm Saturday night through Monday.
So just to give a little bit of, I guess, idea of how many requests we're getting, typically in any given month, we see about like 500 requests come through 311 for tree service, like if it's just like a downed limb or people like asking questions about trees near them. But in the past 48 hours alone, we've gotten close to 500.
Right. So, and Janelle, 311 is the number that you call for a downed tree, right?
Yeah.
So while storms like these, you know, aren't unusual, the combination of all these parts of the storms, you know, many in a row, high winds, lots of precipitation, that makes for some unusual results.
I mean, that's an incredible volume. I mean, 500 requests typically in a month that they received in the past 48 hours. Mm-hmm. Manola, it's also just been so stunning and heartbreaking how many old but also healthy trees have just fallen over. What are experts saying about some of the reasons why this happened?
That's something that obviously so many people have noticed in the city. And as a whole, you know, when we're looking at specifically how these storms play a part, the soil after, you know, days and days and days of rain in a row, the soil was really, really saturated. And I spoke to an arborist who told me that storms like these, even healthy trees, even well-maintained trees can fall. So it's not really the fault of the tree itself that it's falling over. It's just that when soils are so saturated the way that they have been, their roots can't keep them anchored in the ground as easily. And then these high, high winds are just, you know, bashing them again and again and again. And, you know, even if a storm doesn't knock over a tree just, you know, in that single day, if that tree survives, it might have damage, it might have cracked branches, and all those pieces make it more vulnerable for the next storm, which, you know, since we've been getting many in a row, that means more vulnerability for many trees.
Mm. Anyone who's just gone outside in Sacramento can see just a variety of trees fallen over. I mean, really anywhere. It's not that hard to find. But when it comes to the types of trees, I mean, did some fare better than others?
that's a question I've gotten a lot, you know, even just talking to friends and other people, wondering, could there have been something I could have done? Could that the city could have done? And, you know, generally when we're talking about trees falling over, there are things that make a tree more vulnerable. So we can think about root rot, you know, maybe an older tree. I was told by an arborist that trees with a lot of foliage tend to catch more wind, so that can make them a little bit easier to be thrown over by the wind. And then, you know, if a tree's roots have been cut and it has short roots as a result, you know, sometimes that happens if it's been moved somewhere or there's been construction around it, that can make it easier for the tree to topple. And then drought conditions, you know, also might be playing a part here. However, like I mentioned before, it's safe to say that most trees here were at risk, regardless of their health or maintenance. And in the end, it was more about all these conditions created by the storm rather than any particular tree. So, and a city spokesperson told me in a statement that there wasn't a pattern that they saw in the type of tree or conditions in the trees they saw uproot, which really speaks to that.
Yeah, and even though we have this brief respite today, you know, the first day of not having what's any measurable rain, and that's what's forecasted, we still also have like a ways to go in Northern California's rainy season. According to the National Weather Service, we have more wet weather coming this weekend. What should residents with trees on their property know before the next storm?
Mm-hmm. What the experts I talked to kind of really said was, if you have a tree on your property and you have that ability to do something about that specific tree, you should get in the habit of learning to check on your trees. And not everyone knows exactly when to do that, how to do that. But a couple tips that I was told by an arborist were, you know, even yourself, you can go out there and check for damage. You can see, like, you know, in the high branches, are there any big cracks? If, you know, there's been soil thrown around the tree, that could mean that it's getting a little bit loose and that could be a danger. But in general, it's best to have an ISA certified arborist come out and really have a more in-depth look at that tree. Unfortunately, all the arborists in the city are slammed right now, but this would generally be the advice that you can have when you're trying to make sure that a tree is safe.
Yeah, that's such a good point. I mean, at our home, my husband, he actually saw that our tree was looking a little off and called the Sacramento Tree Foundation. And just over the phone, they were able to help us out, you know.
Oh,
just,
that's amazing.
And that's so, it's not that a tree's always going to be okay, you know, not to take that for granted. Janelle, you also did some reporting on this.
Yeah. My reporting was kind of more focused on the sort of practical aspect of, you know, for example, if you already had damage of your tree, or your tree already caused damage, it fell during the storm, and maybe you're suspecting that other trees on your property could damage your home, your car before the next storm. I talked to some insurance agents and the California Department of Insurance, and they recommended that, you know, if there's damage, you want to take photos, so that helps the claim go faster. But before the next storm, if you are anticipating damage, and just in general, especially in California where there's so many natural disasters and the probability of any part of your property getting destroyed is so high, they recommended that it's a good idea to take a home inventory. So when you file a claim, insurance can see kind of clearly how much and where the damage was done. So here's how State Farm Representative Amy Harris describes taking a home inventory.
So that's, you know, simply walking around your home with a smartphone and documenting with either pictures or videos all of your belongings. So, you know, opening drawers and showing what you have in drawers. If you've got like collectible artwork, you know, having a record of what it is and really accounting for everything on your property. So anything from your garage to your bedrooms to your backyard, making sure, you know, it's documented of what you have, what the value is, so that, you know, if you have to file a claim, it helps speed that along a little bit.
Yeah. Well, Janelle, on that note, many residents have suffered a lot of damage to their homes and their properties, from power lines to their vehicles. So if you're already dealing with tree damage to your property, who should you call?
So first of all, like Manola said, you know, in Sacramento, you'll want to call 311. So that's a number that you'll call to report also like things like flooded roadways or, you know, in this case, downed trees. In my story online about what to do when a downed tree is near you, there's more information about numbers to call if you're in Yolo or San Joaquin County. Additionally, if the tree looks like it's wrapped up in some sort of power line, if it took down another power line with it, you want to call 911 immediately, because that power line could still be live. And so if you get close to the tree, it could you know, shock you or electrocute you. And you'll also want to start looking around for contractors who can fix, you know, your roof, your car, whatever it is that got damaged, along with tree removal services, and call your insurance agent to figure out, you know, what does my policy cover? And so each scenario is very case by case. And it's always great to talk to somebody who can provide perspective on, you know, whether, you know, for example, if your neighbor's tree falls on your property, who is responsible for paying that? And the short answer to that is, in most cases, you would be.
Okay. So that was going to bring me to my next question, because, you know, oftentimes we don't come up with these questions until we're slammed with damage or a disaster, right? So tree removal, it can be quite costly. So I guess who is responsible for the removal of the tree? I mean, does the city of Sacramento handle the removal for residents?
It kind of depends. Sometimes they do. If the tree has fallen on, you know, a public roadway, public infrastructure, the city will take care of that and communicate with, you know, the residents that were affected by the tree. But in other cases, you know, if it was just a home, you know, it's two homes, somebody's tree fell on the other home, then it would be the responsibility of, you know, that homeowner to take care of it, and the city wouldn't get involved.
Yeah, and while residents are shouldering all of this damage, I mean, Manola and Sacramento, there are city workers who are just rapidly working to clear up down trees and branches. How long might it take for Sacramento to respond to all of these requests and issues with down trees?
Mm-hmm. A spokesperson with the city said to me that they're still assessing the situation. And just because of the breadth of it, they won't know the full extent of the damage until, you know, even weeks after this storm system passes. So not even until after it passes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And Janelle, you talked to the county.
Yeah. And, you know, Sacramento County's Office of Emergency Service is asking people to help them, you know, assess the extent of damage in the county. So if you do see a downed tree, they're also asking that you report it via a link that's in that story I mentioned earlier on our website. And with regard to how the city specifically prioritizes removing downed trees and tree cleanup, they are prioritizing trees that create, you know, life safety concerns if they fell. And then they're going to take care of clearing roadways, and then they'll move on to, you know, whatever trees remain after that. You know, Miller, that spokesperson from the city that you heard earlier, she told me Monday that the city is asking for patience while they get crews out working on that removal.
Yeah, they're working around the clock. Finally, Manola, these winter storms cause obviously devastating damage. That's why both of you are here talking to us. But because of these trees, which really hasn't happened to this extent before, at least, you know, when you talk to the city of Sacramento, should we be waving a red flag to start trimming or at worst cutting down trees because of future potential damage?
Yeah, and that's a reaction, again, that I've heard from many of the people I've spoken to, just really concerned after seeing this really dramatic event. And the answer is not exactly. There's, you know, always a present threat when you have a healthy, even a healthy tree on your property, if, especially after it gets to a certain size. You know, there's a lot of maintenance that you need to do if it's on your property. But there are also plenty of environmental benefits to having trees, too. So, you know, tree canopy, carbon sequestration. We talk about that all the time when we're talking about the world of benefits from trees. And I know this is obviously an iconic part of the city of Sacramento as well. So there's obviously some tricky parts here. This storm isn't a representation of what will happen every time. And it's a reminder for, you know, private property owners with trees on their property to be vigilant when they have those trees, just about maintenance.
Yeah. Thank you both for joining us, Janelle Manola.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
And that is Cap Radio Sacramento Communities reporter Janelle Salonga and our environment reporter Manola Sakaida. And we have both of their reportings on the Insight page as well as capradio.org. Up next, 'tis the season for canceled flights, delays, and ruined vacations. We'll dive into what is happening with Southwest Airlines and more broadly, the airline industry itself, and what you can do if you've been impacted by these cancellations. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, Cap Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.